WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. The musical duo and more know the power music has to work through difficult issues and uplift communities. R&B singer Don T and rapper Chill Moody create songs and videos that are socially conscious and rooted in their home city of Philadelphia. Last year, they released their debut album, Ethel Bobcat, with songs inspired by the maternal figure in Black communities who keeps the community under her watchful eye and dispels her wisdom in tough times. The message of their music is that we all have an obligation to live out these ideals in our own neighborhoods. Chill Moody has been doing his part to keep spirits up during this difficult year. Last week, he started a series called Moody Monday, releasing free new music every Monday at midnight on his Instagram and has pledged to do so for the rest of 2020. Chill Moody and Don T joined us last summer to discuss Ethel Bobcat and gave a special live performance. Here's and more performing their song, Whoa.
Revisiting.
They misconstrue facts, time to bring the truth back.
Lies behind riveting.
As we stand in a land of propaganda.
Conductor, let me off this train.
We a million miles from sane. Views got skewed, so you know they hazy. Exit destination said we going crazy. Hell to get through, loaded shells and pistols. Deaf ear to
bells and whistles.
Tales official, lots of issues. Sticks and stones got them dropping missiles. Hammering sickle, rocking thistle. Cops are frisky, don't justify for that guy. Too much black pride. Youngin tried to ride the wave, he got capsized. Mom cried enough tears to see her son baptized. Headlines and still read black rhyme. All I hear is whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo, 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 all I hear is whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Still read that black crowd, all I hear is whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yo, 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 yo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. Hold up, and we can teach them about the hate, teach them about the love. Do the right thing, teach them all of the above. Go and tell them about
the hate you get.
Oh.
Don't stop and let you think.
Gotta tell them about the love done.
You say,
uh-huh.
Keeps you on the brink.
Go and tell them about
the hate you give.
Oh.
Don't stop and let you think.
Please tell them about the love done.
You say,
hold up.
Keeps you on the brink.
Hold up, you gotta tell them about it. You gotta tell them about it.
Gotta tell you, gotta tell you.
You gotta tell them about it. Hold up, you
gotta tell you.
Hold up.
Observe from the beginning.
From the starts, like we've been in the dark, right?
Singing off with swimming.
La, la, you find la, yourself la, swimming la, if you don't la, walk, right?
Captain man,
right?
Can we land this plane?
Really ain't no good to rain. First class ticket up in section 80. This here's for Tammy's sister and Brenda's baby. Quickly jump back into it. All we taught was stay out back of Buick's.
Don't you
wonder about the crack influence? Pile it on. You get that first stack, you ruin. Hell of a spell when running the trap or do it. There really ain't progress. That's really a project. That's really a promise. A profit to his downfall. Though we never stopped him. Boy was so Joey, never blossomed. All I heard was whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo, 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 yo. All I heard was whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
so Joey never blossomed. All I hear is
whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo, 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 yo.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold up, and we can teach them about the hate, yeah. And teach them about the love. Do the right thing, teach them all of the above. Go and tell them about
the hate, hate you give. Oh. Don't stop and let you think.
Gotta tell them about the love
you say keeps you on the brink.
Go and tell them about
the hate, hate you give. Oh. Don't stop and let you think.
Gotta tell them about the love
you say.
Hold up, it
keeps you on the brink.
Fuck out.
That was Woe. My guests are Don T and Chill Moody from And More. So I was talking about your videos in the intro, mm-hmm. and your video for Woe is the kind of takes on the 24-hour news cycle.
Right.
Right. So it's set in a fake cable news station. What is it you wanted to say about news, about how we communicate with each other through that song and through the video?
Well, we wanted to just acknowledge how much we're bombarded every second with news and highlight some of the players, you know, and the players, you know, on those platforms are constantly changing, but just acknowledge that we're out there. The truth is spinning mm-hmm. by the second. And what do we think about it? And when I say, what do we think about it, And More, Chill Moody and Don T, you know, as a band, we, people ask a lot, you know, if we're a political band, and we you know, we're just about good music. There is a message, but we're not on a soapbox, per se. We're not messagey. We definitely have strong musicality. But, you know, we just want people to think about it, to look at it and be looking close. And we all are. I don't think that, you know, anyone in America right now, or maybe even in the world, can ignore the climate and society and things that are happening, you know, in the world and in our country. You can't ignore it. And most people have opinions about it. But we just wanted to highlight and encourage people to think.
I think, and in these times, it's interesting to be doing this kind of show, an arts and culture show, in these times, because I don't want to say politics, but culture comes up a lot. I mean,
yeah.
It's how we, I think arts, the arts, music and painting and playwriting is how we help process it
yeah.
in some ways.
Yeah.
I think it can really be helpful.
It's the heal, you know, it has potential to be the healing because it highlights it and it makes you feel more about it. It or potentially opens up the possibility of you feeling more around an issue and maybe pushing things to a head, you know, internally and causing you to think and go like, you know, what do I think about that? And then, of course, it's not just not thinking about. I, as an artist, you know, Don T, the artist, also wants people to act. It is a time for action and for people to be voicing and putting kind of meat on the bones of what they believe.
Yeah. So how did you two hook up and decide to work together?
We originally, our music met each other before we got a chance to meet each other and, you know, had developed, you know, an admiration for each other's music. We met at a Philadelphia chapter, a Grammy chapter party. It was our holiday party, actually, a couple years back. And, you know, I'm a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. The typical, you know, jibber jabber, whatever that happens
right.
at a party. But it was like we should do some work together. And it's like, yeah, we should really do some work together. But that next day or maybe the 2 days after that was like the follow-up was like, yo, I know we said it, but let's really do some work together. And, you know, did a song that Don had. She was, you know, a contributing author to a book. It was a conglomerate of a bunch of New York Times bestsellers, and they asked for a company and piece to her contribution, and the song was called Clear. She put me on a song, and it just went so easy. We were like, yo, we should be a band. We should do this a little bit more.
I gave Ethel Bobcat sort of the one-line elevator description. Can you describe Ethel Bobcat for me?
I mean, I think you did really well with how you described it. You know, right. It's the matriarch in you know, our neighborhoods growing up. In my neighborhood, for instance, it was Miss Joan, but my mother, you know, Miss Vicky was also, you know, an Ethel Bobcat. Just that figure that, you know, you lean on her at times of need. You help her out when she may need it. Mm-hmm. You know, always, Jay Ivey says on songs, you know, always greeted you with some wine candy and a smile. Like, she just, you know, always was welcoming, always alert, always aware of what was going on in the neighborhood. You know, like the Benita Betrayal from In Living Color, when she was like, you ain't heard it from me, but you know, she was that vibe at times. But just that person that, you know, everybody knew and every block had one. Right. So we chose to make this body of work kind of embody all of the elements of Miss Ethel. So, you know, we can talk about, you know, what's going on in the world with songs like Whoa or songs like War. And, you know, personal struggles, more so on the war side, but then, you know, troubles with love on, like, My Own Light and things like that. It's just plenty of things you could sit on her stoop and talk to her about. And she always had, no matter what it was, some type of knowledge and a crazy backstory on something. Like, we've all sat and heard these stories and know that to be true. So we just try to make the music, this particular body of work, embody that. And, you know, above all else, it was about starting a conversation.
The beginning of the conversation is that Ethel Bobcat is the savior, but where are we now? Like, who saves us now? And so we have to be the savior for each other. It's a bigger conversation than one individual coming along and making this all right. It's a stepping into the game, or as individuals, as a community, in a way that we may have done it in the past, but kind of looked at this figure, Ethel Bobcat, but we now all have to be Ethel Bobcat to each other.
You're listening to my conversation with Ann Moore, the musical duo of Don T and Shil Moody. We'll have more after the break. This is All of It. Welcome back to All of It. We're continuing my conversation with Philadelphia duo Ann Moore, Don T and Shil Moody. We talked about how poetry was the way Shil Moody got his start writing rap.
I don't know. A lot of what I write is still, like, very, very poetic. You know, there's some stuff that don't even make songs and stuff that I still just, you know, just free write. Yeah.
Why did you start writing poetry? Do you remember why or
when?
I
didn't have any beats. So I wanted to write several lyrics.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
They didn't have any beats to them, so I figured out that they were just poems. It was no syncopation, it was no cadence. Just clever lyrics that I was putting down. And when I'm dictating these to people, they came out poetically. So, yeah, I said I wrote poems coming up, but it was just raps without beats.
Just raps without beats.
And no set structure either. So, yeah, it was poems.
A.K.A. a poem.
Right.
How did it evolve?
Some beats. my little cousin Hank McCoy started making beats. His senior project in high school, I was, I think, a sophomore, my first of many sophomore years at college. His senior project was our first mixtape, and he produced the whole project. And
cool.
It was at that, like, that point, it was kind of like a turning point with all the rap stuff. I mean, because prior to that, we were just rapping on industry beats and stuff we would find, you know, on mix CDs and things like that. But they weren't, like, our possessions. They weren't, I mean, we had no ownership over any of that stuff. So then when Hank started making beats, you know, things kind of started elevating.
My guests are Ann Moore, Don T, and Shil Moody. We're going to hear one more song, Talk. What's Talk about?
Talk is, was that the last song we recorded for the album, I believe?
Yeah.
For me, it's a lyrical exercise. It was a chance for me to just get some bars off. But it played off of, like, the admiration one may have for just the lyrics. It's like, you know, it's something in the way you talk, like, just give me that talk real quick, because it was I guess the missing piece on the album, like the last piece that we needed was like, you just get some bars off real quick, like just talk to them real quick. So that's kind of how I seen it.
Yeah, the magic power of words. There's a little wink to the past in this song. It's a little bit of a secret, but for lyrics that for people that know me lyrically, they hear for sure Candy Sweet, but your words are better. That's actually a throwback to a lyric that I wrote for Jill and Common on Common's Electric Circus. The song I Am Music, I co-wrote with them, and Jill is singing that lyric. It's kind of me kind of winking back to the past when I mentioned that a couple of times. So, yeah.
So keep your ears open, everybody.
A little secret revealed.
This is Ann Moore with Talk.
Touch a couple things before I die. In time, watch me as I change right before your eyes. Shooting for the stars, I done tore the skies. I tore the skies, well known like a torn disguise. They know it's me, now I gotta make them notice me. I stand out, rejected every handout you throwing me. Nah, I ain't into it. This here grind is more intricate and more respect the sense.
True what you said, speak it, I pour over. I drink it up, drink it up. From divine, they making me sober. Bottoms up, bottoms up.
Here's to you. Throw a diamond, gems drop like electives on depression. Due to the stigma, we suppressed it. It's impressive. But we stuck in our ways, we found direction. And took whatever's left as a lesson. Bought a pen to a knife fight. I ain't stressing. Weapon don't make the man, man make the weapon. Lately I've been flexing. Cut a few connections due to my reflector. Just making room for my blessings. I got your message. Back to the wall, I'll feel the pressure. Class is in session, I'll feel the lecture. Feel the lecture. Call the chill, the professor. Said there's something in the way you talk. The way you talk. She said there's something in the way you talk. It's just the way you.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you talk.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, talk to him down.
Shark and it's sweet, your words are better. Uh-huh. Eat him up, eat him up. Down to the letter. Just give him up, give him up.
I got you. Never seen it coming. Even though every other scene they gunning. Shots to the back, never seen them running. Picture that, them boys petrified. Empty clips of nothing left inside. Your soul's left to rise, polarizing. Left to our devices, but they so divisive. It's been bigger than who flow the nicest. Let's go over prices. For what they did to the prop, trust I'm overpricing. It's my state of mind.
Butter is easy, your flow is smoother. Steer it up, steer it up. And more to the point, I believe the rumor.
Yeah.
Please give it up, give it up.
I got you, I got you. Been known to hustle. Better yet, been prone to hustle. Ain't much more to figure out when you own the puzzles. It's from the muscle. Jobs we had to juggle to a mogul from a Mowgli. I was born in the jungle, raised by the concrete. Had to grind to eat. Any mentions of sleep, that mean your grind was weak. We grind for weeks, endless hours, like time was cheap. Lost souls can't find a feet. Hedonic features of a modern day pharaoh, your hero. Ain't got a touch of mill to know that competition zero is nada. Double entendres of the Ramada. Quick wit, I get it from my father. Why bother? Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you talk. She said it's something in the way you talk, it's just the way you.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you talk.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, it's just the way you talk.
The way you talk.
Something in the way you talk, we talk to him like. 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 Talk to him like.
My guests are Ann Moore, Don T, and Chill Moody. Before I let you go, I have to ask you about when you first started listening to music at home. Like when you were a little kid, what was the music that was going on in your house?
Oh my.
What stuck? What meant something to you?
Okay, so both my parents are artists. My dad is legendary. My late father is legendary in the music industry. My dad is the late Lee Andrews of the doo-wop band Lee Andrews and the Hearts. And my mom, who was a tap dancer, actually a ballet dancer and tap dancer as a youth, and was taught hoofing, I guess that's the term from the greats, the Four Step Brothers and folks like that. They brought a full range of music to the family. So there was everything from jazz to gospel to blues to classical, you know, with my mom's ballet background. So there could have been anyone from like Johnny Cash to Rosemary Clooney to, you know, Chuck Berry to Nina Simone, Roberta Flack. It was extensive. Sly, Bill Withers, whatever. So there was. I always experienced music. My first experience with music was genreless. I just thought of music as music and stories. I remember the moment in time that changed for me. I was probably entering like the sixth or seventh grade, and I realized, okay, no, like culture is around me, like R&B, like black folks are R&B with some exceptions, and this is, so it was strange, but by then I had created my own identity around writing and music, and, you know, I was in the flow, you know, of what music was. But that was my first experience, was just having a ton of different stuff around.
So you're in music. Your brother Questlove's in music. Are there any other siblings? Was just the two.
We are the two.
I was like, is there a doctor in the house?
No. There's no doctors. No, we'd come home from school. Our parents would be recording in the living room, and you know, we just thought that was normal. That's everybody. Everybody made the. They never even called the police on us, like for the noise level. The whole neighborhood just assumed like this is what was happening. So I think, you know, I thought, oh, every household, even though I can't hear them, they're making music, you know, on 10, and it wasn't true. Learned later.
Well, you know what you know,
right?
Right.
Exactly.
When you're a kid, you know what you know. That was home.
Absolutely.
How about for you? What kind of music was in your house when you were little?
My earliest memories of music all come from the card table. So whether I was at my mom's house, which was like, and still is kind of like the big congregation spot for the whole family in some of the neighborhood, and we're playing Tonk, we're playing Pity Pet over there, and my mom's just listening to everything. But I got more influence from my cousins at that time, who's listening to, you know, Snoop Dogg and Rakim and Mobb Deep and Nas and things like that. But then I would go over to Miss Jones' house, who was my mom's best friend, who was like another Miss Ethel of the block, another Ethel Bobcat. And I just sit at the Pinochle table all day and watch them play, and I'm just soaking up the whispers and Billy Paul a lot. They like all Philly stuff, Phyllis Hyman, and just sat around listening to that. And so that's the music I grew up loving.
Chill also knows every possible card game.
Yeah, I play a lot of cards.
You're good on the road.
So I just grew up around that, and always that music was always synonymous with just like family and good times and just jovial situations, period. So I always, that was my like introduction to music. Like the first album I purchased with like my own money was Stevie Wonder's Jungle Fever soundtrack at the time. And These Three Words, like I ran that song into the ground. I love that song.
That was my conversation with the musical duo and more, Don T and rapper Chill Moody. And you can check out Chill Moody's Moody Monday song series on Instagram.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.